This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yesterday, there was a ruling that happened that the NCAA and the Power Five conferences, they reached an agreement that's going to try to end this tradition of amateur, that will end the amateur tradition in college sports by allowing athletes to get paid straight from, you know, colleges, universities. So there was a class action lawsuit, as we've all heard of. It's House versus the NCAA, and it still has to be approved by a federal judge overseeing the case, and that could be a few more months away. So I'm just kind of reading along. NPR did a great job of trying to explain this to me, because I don't know who else is going to explain it to me better than them at this point. So the settlement has two parts, and it would distribute some of the $2.75 billion to athletes who competed before July of 2021, when the NCAA first allowed athletes to earn money from NIL. Then it creates this future revenue sharing model in which schools will be able to distribute around $20 million per year directly to their athletes. But there's a lot of
$20 million
a year. So every all these, I believe the Power Five, just the Power Five is what's covered here: the ACC, the Big Ten, Big 12, Pac 12, SEC. And they all voted to approve the proposed settlement to pay the athletes. So that's who's going to get covered. I mean, it's a lot of money to distribute. How are they going to distribute that money for the past athletes? And what does this look like in the future with that? $20 million seems light, doesn't it, for these Power Five schools? Like, it doesn't seem like that's how much they can distribute every year for some of these athletes.
How much you want to pay the 19-year-old who's third string?
Why should their age matter how much money they make?
19-year-old third-string athletes.
If that position garners X amount of dollars, you should get paid for it, same as any other job in the United States. Yep. Well, why are we belittling the position?
I'm not belittling it. I'm just saying. I think it's loony. I do. I think it's loony. You think things are chaotic now? Imagine what's going to happen when you start paying these guys.
Well, they are. I mean, they're already making lots of money. I mean,
no, not everybody, Andy. Not everybody's making a lot of money.
There's college football and basketball players. There's plenty of, a lot of these, the kids are making money on social media. I mean, there's money to be made out there.
I know that.
I mean, look at how, you know.
I know that.
Look how Caitlin Clark changed women's basketball in this country. Or the whole,
I understand that, but you're going to the folks who are making a ton of money right away. It's to me, it's the kid, you know, the 84th kid on the football team. Should you pay that kid?
Well, he doesn't exist because you can't have 84 guys. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you can.
53.
That's the NFL.
It's NFL. It's 100 and, sorry, 80.
Right. So
you're right.
The 84th kid on the football team.
You're right.
I mean, where does it stop? I'll tell you where it stops: when people quit going to college. I mean, if you're trying to send your kid to college, you're taking out loans, you're financially strapped, it's expensive to send kids to college. And yet the colleges are going to have to take more money and give it to athletes, and along with scholarships and everything else.
So here,
I think it's insane.
Here's why I don't think it's insane. The colleges can sit here and negotiate deals with television networks and bring in billions. Why shouldn't the entertainers be paid for what they're doing?
Which entertainers?
The players on the field.
How about the people who are on the crew team? Do they get paid?
Does the crew team have
television
network?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm sure you
Big
can
Ten
find
network.
Crew. Yeah.
I'm sure they put crew on there.
So if those athletes decide to go, but yes, if they want to pay them, they're more than welcome to.
Stroke.
So you're belittling crew.
What's that position pay?
The market will dictate
Andy, I think it's insane. I think the whole thing is insane.
I think it's insane that athletes who are playing these games were watching universities make millions.
Well, they're not anymore. Now they're getting paid.
Well, okay.
And so NIL is not what I naively thought it might be, but it's... I just think it's insane.
I don't disagree with the fact that you and I probably agree on this, that it was fair to assume that a college football athlete, if they were getting a full ride scholarship, all their books paid for, their room and board, I mean, just everything paid for. To me, it, you know, with the way we grew up, we felt like that would be a fair and equitable distribution of funds. I've always felt that way. But the problem was is that behind the scenes, kids and families wanted more, and they were getting more under the table, and it was not only hidden from, you know, public view, but it was also hidden from taxable income. I mean, we all have to pay our fair share of taxes, and if we've got to pay taxes on money that we're bringing in, why shouldn't college athletes have to pay taxes on that money that they're bringing in too above the table? So I think when I look at it as. I don't have any problem with these players getting paid. I don't. And I know it does sound silly, Jeff. I like when you say these things, I look at you and I'm like, Jeff's right. I don't get it. I think we want to play the games because we believe in the sport and we believe in all the great things that you can get with athletics that can hold, that can mold and shape young women for the business world when they hit it later on in life. But that's just not the way it's been for years, and now everything's above the table. And if they want to pay someone to be on the crew team because they're the best crew team that's ever been in existence and somebody wants to televise that and people want to watch it, they should get paid for it.
Just saw something that popped up on the screen that said that Ohio State is eliminating scholarships for men's gymnastics.
They didn't have many already, I know that.
Why would you do that? I mean, they've...
I can tell you how it used to be.
Had a terrific men's gymnastics program.
And I can tell you in the 96 Olympics, when they sent three guys and Peter Korman as the head coach, they had three full scholarships for the men's gymnastics team. The women's team had like 9 or 10 going into that. And we had Olympians on partial scholarships going from Ohio State in the 96 Olympics.
Now, your men's gymnastics team isn't going to make a ton of money. So... I think where this is going is just, it's as simple as this. It's just going to be a different level of professional football, of professional basketball, maybe of professional baseball. And then the other sports at the school are going to get, and I also think this, it's clearly going to be the other level of professional sports, and then you're really going to have college athletics.
For Division II, Division
III. You're going to have Division II, Division III.
I agree.
Who are clearly in college playing a sport, as opposed to this upper echelon of these folks who are getting paid. And I wouldn't be surprised if this happens, Andy. Okay, they're throwing money at it like crazy right now. And I'm just spitballing this. At some point, these colleges are going to be throwing all this money at these kids. And then they're not going to get a return on it. And what happens in business when you don't get a return on your investment?
Business goes away.
That's right.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you have 40 teams playing college football who are paying athletes. And then you have, so the super conference is there. And then after that you have college athletics.
Agree. Yeah. I'm with you.
So I think it could lead to, you know, like what we've seen, the chaos with all of the different conferences. I think it gets worse. When you start paying these kids.
I just don't think were there 70 schools that were involved in this yesterday? What were we talking about, 70 schools? What was that conversation we had just a few moments ago?
That's a different animal that's floating around.
All right, so whatever. You have your Division I. Yeah, you have your Division I, and then you have... Here's the other part that I don't have a problem with, is that it seems like, especially in college football, that because of NIL... and because of the transfer portal, that players who are good players that aren't playing aren't staying at those schools. They're going somewhere else where they can play. And that's how you get Vanderbilt beating Alabama.
The one thing,
and I don't think that's bad for the game.
The only thing I do like about all this, okay, we have a rich alum here at fill-in-the-blank university. Let's say Illinois. we're going to go out and get a quarterback. And we're going to pay him to come here and play quarterback. And that's good. Spread the talent around. Rather than have, you know, Dwayne Haskins and Joe Burrow stacked up at Ohio State, make one of them have to go find a different school.
Jeff, who's on a 6-game winning streak and is atop the Big Ten right now?
Illinois.
Indiana.
Ah, darn it.
You were close. Not really. Illinois is 1-1 and 4-1 overall. But Indiana, a team that we traditionally never think of as a football school.
Well, they have rich people in Bloomington, too.
I'm just saying, I don't necessarily think this is all bad. I do think it's wacky, and I do think we need to kind of rethink the way we think college athletics, but I'm willing to see what it looks like when it's all said and done. So, all right, 216-474-0092. When we come back, we're going to do a little NFL rapid fire.